6/25/23.
Hike.
No, that's the date. It's June the 25th, you know. And I think that's the, whatever, 23. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, 4th of July's coming up, folks. You know, Alan had asked me to keep my eye on them firework boothies. You know, back here in Texas, we still do fireworks. And, they just opened the shops up yesterday, so I'm stocking the, back of them. I don't know if you care, right, if you're planning on doing something for fireworks. Independence Day, huh? Really? 4th of July, it's the 4th, it's the hot dog day. I don't know. It's a day you go boom, and it's kind of a fun day. You know, I've had 4th of July over here at the place for several years. One year, Alan came out and blew up a ton of fireworks, and he was competing with a winery, and there was explosions going on over there, and he says, oh yeah, boom boom boom, and they went up, and it was like, wow, yeah, interesting. Let's bring him on. Hey, fireworks there, Alan, how you doing?
Yeah, morning, Steve. Morning, RB and friends and family out there. Yeah, you know, Steve, it still amazes me that, at least twice a year here, they could do it more. You know, I think in Texas Independence Day, they could sell fireworks, but they don't. But, twice a year, any frickin' moron can go down and buy high explosives. But if you want to go to a gun store and buy black powder to shoot your black powder rifle, you have to go through an anal check and everything else because that's considered an explosive. But any frickin' moron can go to a fireworks stand and buy stuff that'll blow your hand off, the discrepancies just amaze me. I'm not complaining about it because I've done fireworks since I was a little kid. I still have all my fingers and toes, and everyone around me does too. Never hurt anyone. Just I've always had a good time. I always like flash, bang, boom. Been making gunpowder since I was 8 years old. It's just been part of my life. And unfortunately, now I can barely afford to go down and purchase them.
The price has changed since I was a kid, for sure. Hey, I was over at a customer's place this week doing a job, and he was pointing to his slab right on his new construction that he was doing, and I'm going, man, that's huge. And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, I've never seen slabs like this until I moved to Texas. And he says, yeah, it was either the builder was either going to have to dynamite the ground because of the rock, or you build up. And I go, whoa. So there you build up on the slab 3-4 feet. I mean, you were out at a job one time. You've seen plenty of these big slabs, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. And I've actually, I used to run a Vermeer 655T belt trencher with carbide teeth on it, and it's a real rough ride when you're digging through this limestone and flint rock in this area. I mean, when you hit a rock ledge, I mean, it's like riding one of them bucking broncos, one of them bull riding machines. I mean, it's a wild ride, yeah. But it's much easier to build up than it is to try to dig in around here.
Yeah, But the crazy thing was, they'd have to dynamite, right? Where what used to be, go down to the corner store. And I know it's about 100 years past, but maybe it wasn't that far. Maybe it wasn't that far back when you could get dynamite. You know, we have a quarry out what we call 965, which is a road, and you see the quarry where they they've made big chunks of rock, and they'd drill a hole, and they'd stick the dynamite in. And I know, Alan, and within your period of time that you've known Fredericksburg, Texas, I mean, it was before my time, they used to actually blow up the rock themselves. But since I've got here, they've gone dark. Is that the right word? Are they not blowing stuff up? They got their powers to blow stuff up taken away by the blow up people. I don't know. Story?
No, Steve, most of them they hire, it's like I knew some guys had a construction company around here, and they had their own, rock crusher and everything, for making road base and they used to drill their own holes and pour the ammonium nitrate mixed with diesel fuel down it, and you put a you know, a quarter stick of, you know, a half stick of dynamite at the bottom and a quarter stick halfway up the hole, and it's for the initiator charges. And they said, you know, they said, no, after 9/11, they said the regulations got to be so stringent you had to go in and take, you know, the temperature in your trailer where you were storing your ammonium nitrate. You had to go in twice a day and record and log everything. And he said it just got to be so crazy. He said it's cheaper and it's much easier just to hire a blasting company out of, like, San Antonio or somewhere to come out. They drill the holes, and the blasting company would come out and fill the holes with ammonium nitrate mixed with diesel oil, you know, ANFO. I've watched a couple of blasts. Well, you can't really watch them, but you can feel them because, you know, you really don't want to be that close to it in case something flies up in the air and hits you on the head and kills you. But ANFO, folks, you know, is only effective if it's very heavily confined. You know, like what happened in Oklahoma City was complete bull hockey puck stuff, you know. It has to be heavily confined. It's a very low brisance explosive, and it needs dynamite and det cord to make it explode. It takes a very violent explosion to make it actually blow up, but it's very cheap, which is why it's used for blasting rock.
And all that stuff disappeared. That's funny. You know, it's like, well, it's all gone. You know, we don't really, whatever.
I can remember an episode of Lassie where, you know, Paul comes in and he says, hey, June, you know, where's little Timmy at? I'm going to go up in the north field and blow stumps. And he goes out in his barn and he gets down a case of dynamite and he goes over to another building and gets his blasting caps out. And they go down and they blow stumps out of a field. You know, you could go to your local hardware store and buy dynamite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was part of our history, but now people are pretty dumb. They'll blow themselves up with Tide Pods. And, you know,
Well, see, you know, on the subject of fireworks, Steve, when I was up in Arkansas, I actually, a friend of mine and one of my regular clientele customers was a pretty high, you know, was a lawyer for a high-powered law firm. And they represented someone who, these mortar shells. It's like, you know, do not stick your face over the tube, you know, when you light it, because you light that fuse and it goes, boom, you know. And apparently they had a moron that didn't get away quick enough and injured himself, and they got a lot of money from this fireworks company, even though it says, stand back, do not put your face over the tube, light the fuse and run like hell, you know. But apparently that wasn't enough of a warning. You know, it's stupidity. You cannot legislate stupidity, morality, safety, any of that crap. You know, that's just common sense.
Maybe they're getting closer, Alan. You know, they're getting rid of words, the English language, all languages, I think, and they're replacing them with emojis, right? So people that don't think will go, oh, look, smiley face, that must mean good.
Do they have one for lighting fireworks with, like, a little orange circle lighting a fuse and then running like hell?
Maybe. You know, they're getting close. Well, you know, we still have a few years till 2030. You know, they're trying to change the world by 2030. 2050 at the latest, right? That's when we should all be dead. You know, at least that's what it seems like. And I think they're doing a good job of it. I've been watching people walk around my reality, and it scares the hell out of me sometimes, going, man.
Steve, I got a little dose of reality this last week, you know, and I know people like Sam, you know, that, you know, they live in you know, well, actually Sam kind of lives outside Austin, but I know he has to.
Yeah, I like
Austin.
Sam.
I had to drive in. I had to take my mother into the Austin Heart Hospital. You know, it's off, you know, wasn't too deep in, you know, I didn't have to go deep downtown. You know, I came in on 290, got off on Mopac, you know, went up, you know, to 35th and Lamar, and, but still, it was like driving into a fire ant mound. I mean, just people everywhere. If it doesn't matter what street you're driving on, there's like 10 other cars on it with you. You get out of your car, there's like 30, 40, 50 people around you, and some of them are dragging little grocery carts around, you know, the homeless people. It just amazes me, you know. Watching these trendy little, you know, twiggy mothers with like three kids in tow and everyone of them looking at a smartphone as they're walking along, you know,
that you can see.
It just freaking amazes me, man. I I don't see a lot of good possibilities for humanity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least the heart hospital was a really good experience.
And you know, Steve, the whole time I was in that heart hospital, we took my mother there for a checkup because she did have a valve replacement. Her atrial valve was replaced.
That was
and it was some type of synthetic pig hybrid valve, so she didn't have to be on anti-rejection drugs or anything else. But you know, the whole time, Steve, we never saw a doctor. All we saw were nurse practitioners.
And why do you need a doctor, right? You know, all you need is a speaking
well, because,
thing. You're lucky you've got a person.
We weren't seeing God status, you know. You know, I guess that happens in the operating rooms. But
pretty soon you're just going to walk up to a screen, right? And you won't have the heart hospital. But Alan was telling me
watch
part
the
of
movie
the story.
Idiocracy,
you guys,
if you want to see what the medical system's going to be like.
You've got to hear this one, right? You know, because they've upgraded the waiting rooms from the waiting rooms of the days of yore, right? You know, you remember when you sat out in the waiting room and you waited for the chick to come get you or the guy to come get you. This was a little different. And I want the folks to hear this story. So you were sitting there and you check in with your mom and they do what? How did that go?
You meet the girl at the counter, and she puts
an armband. Hi, I'm the girl.
They put an armband on my mother's wrist. You know, and they say, okay, we'll go over there, and we'll find you when we need you. And you know, folks, there was one other person in the waiting room that wasn't staring at an iPhone, a mini pad or a maxi pad or a laptop or something. There was two magazines in this waiting room, and there was like 60 people in there. You know, used to be, you know, everyone sat down and grabbed a magazine. Everyone was just enmeshed, you know, staring at their screens. They didn't even look up, you know. But I was paying attention. You know, when people were walking past me, I guess maybe this is because I grew up hunting and fishing. I pay attention, and I'm aware of my environment. It's like, you know, I'm sitting there, and if someone's walking down, you know, behind me, it's like I turn around and I look at them, you know, just to make sure that they're not pulling out a knife or something, you know, to rob me or whatever. You know, it's just situational awareness. But I noticed that there would be these little metrosexual-like, a lot of them I couldn't tell if they were men or women. Periodically, they'd walk through in scrubs, you know, with a pad in their hand, and they'd walk around, and they'd go back and forth, and they'd zero in on someone. They're like, Mrs. Clark, we're ready to see you now, you know. And finally, they got it. Like, you know, I saw them walking around. Mrs. Crutcher, well, we're ready to see you now. It was an RFID armband, and they were walking around with this little pad that would locate the person they were looking for, you know. And this is just a very localized thing. I can remember this is like 6 or 7 years ago, you know, Robert Rabo, you know, on his show, this is when there was a stampede at the Hajj, you know, over in Mecca. You remember that? And all these Iranian scientists disappeared. And Robert was like, I wonder how they knew where all those all those Iranian scientists were that were at the Hajj, you know, in Mecca. Mm-hmm. And I called up and I said, hey, I said, I've got the Saudi channel on my weird television. And on the crawl at the bottom, it said every pilgrim entering Mecca for their holy pilgrimage is required to gain an RFID wristband, so if you're separated from your party, you can be more easily reunited. That's how they knew exactly where all those Iranian scientists were and why they disappeared. I mean, you know, folks, you have no idea. Most people, they use it, but they have no idea the extent of the control that this technology has on every aspect of your life.
You know, the first time you told me that story, I was like, well, why the hell would they do that? Because, you know, all they did was add money to a process that already worked, and they didn't even remove the process that worked. The old process in the waiting room was the person opens the door and says, hey, Joe, right? And Joe goes, hey, there you go, right? This time, you had technology. You had all the wristbands, right? And then you add the tablet, right? And then you add the time because the person opens the door and then walks around, plays this video game. But, hey, maybe that keeps the person comfortable. But maybe it's just training you to put on the dang armband and keep the armband off, and it's more of that desensitizing thing. Because the same thing happens at the end as the whatever hospital worker metrosexual walks around.
Folks, If you don't think your smartphone or your iPhone or whatever kind of thing, you know, device you're holding, if you don't think it has an RFID tracking device in it, you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah, definitely. But RBN, or the RBN audience, I think they know that to a pretty good extent, unless you're new to the station. And let me tell you that everything's tracking you everywhere, always. And don't worry about it. Well, worry about it. Sorry. Don't worry about it. Just know it's happening, right? And they're trying to track you.
It's ubiquitous, Steve. It's just ubiquitous, so just don't worry about it. It's expected to be there. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a customer I was talking to several days ago when they were having a Wi-Fi problem out at the restaurant. It was an outdoor thing, and they're telling me about how their signal is weak at this one little area, and I'm like, well, that's because the radiation is being blocked by the tin, right? And this girl, she's like 22, 23. She says, radiation? I go, yeah, Wi-Fi works and cellular works through radiation. She says, oh, my God. And I go, yeah, but they say it's not going to hurt you. And that scared her even more. So I didn't mean to do it, but maybe there's hope for her someday. I don't know. Right, but understanding
it's non-ionizing. You don't feel the heat instantly, but this in Dr. Wynn Parker's words, bioaccumulation, long-term exposure over time does not good things to biological structures.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Alan, there was another train wreck, right? You know, just a few days ago.
What do you mean? The whole freaking country's a train wreck, Steve. What do you mean? The whole world's a train wreck. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. This week is a week of disinformation, as far as I can hear, right? What's going on in the background? What's happening in reality? There's a lot of smoke and mirrors to try to keep you from knowing what's important. And we had, again, like Andy said, he was like, oh, yeah, it feels like Fluffy the cat caught in a storm drain. You know, Ellen likes to use that one.
That was pre-internet, yes. How many people they could get talked to around the water cooler, how many people were talking about Fluffy the cat stuck in a storm drain? More at 10.
Yeah, and so we had our Fluffy the Cat thing, and I had a hard time just listening to the radio because everybody wanted to talk about the latest Fluffy the Cat, which happened to be the Titanic, right? The dumbasses that went down in a plastic submarine. We all in a plastic submarine. It's like, okay, well, Steve, stop laughing at the loss of life, right? And I'm going like, well, why? Right? You know, a Canadian submarine leaves to go look at a ship, but they can't look at it. So get that, folks, right? So I'm told that there is one, and I don't even know if this is true because I didn't follow the story, but there wasn't any windows in this whole plastic submarine. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a composite plastic. Yeah, okay, whatever. And so they go down there to not look at the Titanic. You're like, huh? And they pay $250,000 a seat and have to be invited to go on it, right? So the billionaires, they buy their tickets, right, because they want to go not look at the Titanic. And, well, they disappear, and they're running out of oxygen, and everybody's like, oh, my God, they're running out of oxygen. Oh, my God. But they didn't know that they were squished, you know, days earlier when everybody started thinking about them. But we continued to think about them, and now they're still writing articles about the kid that didn't want to go to try to impress his billionaire father, right, a Las Vegas real estate mogul, right, that just was in love with the Titanic. Oh, so heartwarming. Squish! And you go, why?
Steve, anything worth doing in life that gives you a little bit of thrill and excitement, you know, be it skydiving, which is actually one of the safest sports, you know, very exhilarating, but there's an element of danger. Canoeing, kayaking, swimming, you know, most people don't get enjoyment out of it, but one of the most dangerous things they do, especially, you know, people that live in like a large city like Austin, every morning you get in your car and you drive to work, there's a larger element of risk involved in
there's
that than there is
huge
jumping out of a plane at 12,000 feet.
There's a huge degree of risk, right? just last week, we had, I think it was Monday, there was a guy coming from Comfort, Texas. It's a one road away, right? You get on this road and bam, here you go. Well, four people were coming from Comfort, Texas, and they wanted to get to Fredericksburg while one was leaving Fredericksburg. And guess what? They hit head on because the four people decided that they were going to pass on a non-passing road, attempted to pass, and did a head on. Bam! Oh, shoot. No one lived. Five dead, right? Yep. You know, two cars going, what, 70 miles an hour when they marry each other or hit each other, well, they don't leave for very much. So all died, and they wrote this story. They wrote this story about he was just leaving Fredericksburg, and now he's gone. Well, what about the four that were all booze? Let's get to Fredericksburg. And we'll leave. Hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. I see you there, Mike, in Kentucky. We'll get you on the other side. Republic of Texas Radio.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214, or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Republic of Texas Radio, we're non-ionizing, so that means that we don't, well, have any direct impact. It's just, well, accumulative. Want to go to the radio, or the radio, the phones
after
there,
after almost 8 years, we might have affected someone, huh, Steve?
Well, we can't see it. It might have an underlying effect on the world, but hey. Let's see what's going on with Mike. Hey, Mr. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call early. You guys know I'm bugging out in a few minutes, but
yeah,
this is respondent, alleged defendant in the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals, 23-5337, Michael Williamson. If anybody wants to go read my 11-page declaration for all those people that claim that, you know, they not doing anything or whatever. You guys might find it entertaining. If you know anybody that's got Pacer to get it to print out with the clerk stamps, I've got extra copies that I hand-delivered and got stamped just to have an extra proof so in case they disappear. But I think we've been manipulated by oligarchs with their spying technology for literally decades. Tom T. Hall's brother in this town, if you know the singer, you know, Old Dogs and Children and Watermelon Wine. I never got to meet the guy, but his brother is pretty cool. He was an old GTE telephone man, and he retired right as Altel was taken over. And then later it became Windstream, and now I forget what they've marketed as Kinetic. But, you know, they're just as much victims as we are. The telephone industry was forced into adopting a lot of this technology that I think goofs up with their forward error correction and bad code that they gave to the Israelis that got sold back to the NSA through Boeing and Verizon, and Aris and Verint Sessionizers. So, yeah, they're literally grabbing everything. But what doesn't get talked about much at all, even by William Benny, is that these microphones can be hot on an old-fashioned wall phone in Grandma's kitchen and catch her. You know, they can hear her messing with the milkman and could have blackmailed and extorted her because her husband's on the school board. We want you guys to endorse this candidate on the, you know, for a Republican primary or something. Or we're gonna expose your milkman trysts. You know, just use your imagination and think like a thief. What can you do with, you know, the boardroom CFO, chief financial officer's candid conversations? You know, because he thinks the phone's on the hook and nobody's listening. If you want to see how long that might have been going on, go watch Flight of the Valkyrie, Tom Cruise movie, where the, you know, it's around the plot to kill Hitler. They wanted to redo the top secret file called Valkyrie and take the SS out of the formula. And so there's a scene where they march into the head of the civilian army, the regular German army, who can't get anywhere. His name is Colonel Fromm. He's at the end of his career, basically. He can't go any higher. And so they propose to him, without coming out and saying it, that they want to make him, you know, the emergency commander if Hitler gets taken out. And it's a very interesting scene. If you want to watch it, I've got it up on my YouTube. I had somebody edit it out. When he realizes what they're proposing, he reaches over and does a quick disconnect, which I've never seen one of those big old spring-loaded quick disconnects on a black desk phone. And he tells them, we're never going to talk about this under this roof again. And if this, you know, if this happens, you know what side I'm going to come down on. He ends up getting, in the real-life story, he ends up getting shot later after all of these guys involved in a plot to kill Hitler get shot. But it lets you know, the cat out of the bag, that they had something way back in the 40s called a hook bypass switch. I had a whistleblower tell me about this. And, of course, Gene Hall, Tom T. Hall's brother, was not trained in the new digital technology. He was a plain old telephone guy, POTS, copper wire guy. But he said that there was goof-ups that were happening, and he could tell, although you couldn't hear it, when there was digital backhaul signals on copper wire. You know, he was in on the early days of that, what do they call that, the Bell Labs Any Media Access System and the Lightspan 2000, all that stuff they started installing in the mid-1990s. I think it was had goof-ups and bad code before I even went to work at this little hole-in-the-wall TV station in 1997. It was going on. And the people
I've heard, I can't prove it, but, you know, there's been digital computers around since the 1950s, and just imagine how far it's progressed.
Vacuum tube stuff, sure, but the transistors supposedly weren't invented until, what, 1958, and simultaneously in two locations?
Public,
some people say it was alien technology, reverse engineered. I don't know. It's all a bunch of crap. But what I'm saying is I could prove people in this town, the target town of Kim Davis, had torts. Had damage, and not one damn lawyer will talk to me about it long enough to get the story. I've had one guy say, wow, you got more.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Have a good day.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Bottom of the hour, hour one, that is, Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, telecom stuff, wow. I don't know. It just kind of points to how much they've been listening to you always and often, and how important it is to spy on you. Why is that? Well, okay, let that go. Hey, Alan, you know, I got a couple things on the plate and kind of wanted to get to them, and I don't know really where you want to go first, so maybe I'll pick it up. But what's on your mind this week? Is there anything particular, maybe,
besides my foray into the fire ant mound of Austin? No, you know, I'm out here. I'm living in a baby deer world and old deer world and dog and cat and chicken world. You know, for me, that's about as much as excitement as I need, you know. Just living with nature, this little deer is just cuter than a frickin' June bug. The old deer is kind of old and gnarly, but she had her fawns, and now she's hungry, and they're wanting all the protein and everything they can get so they can produce milk to keep their fawns alive. You know, it's a good year out here, but, in fact, I just went out and had to throw some corn out to my pet deer that I've had for 12 plus years now, and actually one of her daughters or granddaughters it will now eat corn out of my hand just a little bit. She trusts me enough that even though I didn't bottle feed her, she knows I'm not a threat to her, so she's actually started, you know, taking a few kernels out. You know, she won't let me pet and scratch on her like my other deer does, but No, there's really nothing really significant happened to me except for my venture into the fire ant mound of Austin.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. You know, the baby deer is pretty funny. Hey, Merv Bailey sent me a link to a video that I'll show you next time I head out your way. It's some neat little deer stories. But, of course, it doesn't radio very well. I listened to it, so I'm going to pass on that. Well, the one big distraction that I heard, and I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's a shot against the bow, and I don't know. Maybe you heard it. Maybe you didn't.
What about Hunter Biden getting a real harsh penalty? He had a nun slap him on the wrist with a ruler.
Oh,
doing all the dastardly stuff that he did.
Yeah. Somebody probably
two court systems for thee, but not for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it really is funny. They still, in the Hunter Biden case, they still run articles saying, see, justice has its way, right? And you go, no, it's a two-tiered, three-tiered, four-tiered, who cares tiered, you know, model. And so he gets charged with this stuff. And it doesn't matter if you put up the hypocrisy or point out. Go ahead, Alan.
If I can break in real quick. I was up a little early this morning. And, I'm flicking around on television here, and yes, I know television is evil, but, you know, I haven't had it for 20-plus years, so I'm, like, binging and watching and remembering, all this stuff. And I'm sitting here, and I come across one of these mega church channels, you know, and they're telling you that everything is good. All you got to do is give money, and Jesus will, you know, pay you, you know, whatever, you know, really? He'll take care of you. Huh. But Steve, I'm watching this church channel, and the commercial that comes on says, "Have you been abused by a pastor or a priest in Maryland or any other state?"
Oh my!
It's like you can get substantial amount of money, you know, because there are hundreds of cases of pastors, you know, abusing children, you know, sexually molesting them and everything. And I'm like, you want to what a juxtaposition! What a catch-22. I mean, I'm watching this church channel of this mega preacher, and the commercial that comes on in the break is about pastors and priests abusing children.
Hey, I wonder if that's the royalties on the back end of the God Show.
Man, so I have no freaking idea.
You get your lawyers from your congregation to do class actions against the other priests, and you fish on your show to try to catch people that are sexually abusing their congregation, right? And then you take your lawyers and you go after them and bankrupt their church so you can bring their revenue to you. That's a great angle, you know? I mean, heck, in this world of 501c3 churches, you know, do you see anything wrong with that? You know,
well,
it's just money,
well, you know,
right?
This one guy's 747 jet probably is getting kind of old, so he probably needs a new one. Yeah,
could be. Who knows? I don't know. That's just, man. We stepped in religion, Alan. We got to jump out of it.
Well, Steve,
did we step in
lawyerism? Everywhere I hear, I find someone trying to shove their version of religion down my throat. Folks, have your faith, whatever.
There you go,
believe, but
hanging on to religion.
From inside of you, not from some external source. Either it's in you or it's not. That's my belief.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But you touch that subject and everybody goes crazy. And that's just the way it is.
I know. You know, Steve, I've never been in a subway, but I understand that that's the third rail. Yes, I know. And if you're not talking good about it, you're some kind of faithless heathen, you know, who just wants to kill and destroy everyone. And it's like, that's not me, folks. I just have my own beliefs. I've been in nature my whole life. I have my own set of values. And I live by the Ten Commandments more than most people I see sitting in a damn church pew every frickin' Sunday. I can tell you that for a fact.
I hear you. So let's go on to the beginning of the week, right? So, or let's go back to the beginning of the week. The beginning of the week, Dave Krieger over at the Power Hour had Tom Horn, Tom something or other, you know, Van Horn or something. He's got
Tom
like
Horn,
one of those.
Been around a long time, yeah.
Yeah, so Tom Horn shows up on Krieger's thing, and I heard about the IRS raid, you know, a little bit, right, you know, last week, and it's going, okay, so here's what's happened, right? They're going to weaponize
everybody. Oh, you're talking about the
everybody.
Guy that owned the gun shop up in Montana?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, different Tom Horn, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a regular person. And it was, let's see, I just want to get his name right, you know, if that's Tom Van House, H-O-O-S-E, right? And he was on Republic Broadcasting on Friday at 7 o'clock as well. And you heard him talking, and, you know, I was like, okay, well, what else am I going to hear about this? And let me just frame the whole thing up. I thought about getting him on for an hour or so, or just to talk about him. But, you know, he's already been on Republic. And if you haven't heard him, you can go back
to
Friday night at 7.
If you can contact him and get him on the show,
yeah.
I'd love to have a conversation with him.
I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about it. But anyway,
because,
so,
you know, I'm a gun guy. You know what?
And
I got a
BB guest
gun
guy.
When I was 5 years old, a .22 when I was 6,
too.
A shotgun when I was 8, a .30-30 when I was 9.
Sure.
I've been shooting and hunting my whole life.
I know. Okay, maybe I'll try to reach out to him. Okay, so here, let me just roll these dice and put together the story as I know it right now. On Monday morning, he arrived over at his place at around 7:30 in the morning, and there were 20... there were 20 IRS agents dressed as turtles. They had armor on, body armor, and they were all ready to rock and roll. And he pulled up, and they go, rock and roll, we got a warrant, right? And they were going to see some financial records from him. So he's like, okay, there's one ATF guy right there to protect all 20 IRS guys or some damn crap like this for one gun shop owner. And so it's like, well, you know, why me, right? He had this place called Highwood Creek Outfitters. And it's just a gun shop in Montana, right? But is it just a gun shop? Now, I didn't realize that there are different kinds of gun shops, right? There's two different kinds of gun shop, you know, in reality, from what I heard from Tom. There's one that fills out these forms, right? You know, the form is the 4473. So when you go in to buy a gun in the United States of America, you fill out a form, and it goes, what's your name? Printed exactly as it's on your license, and you don't do anything wrong. If there's a correction, you need to correct the correction. So if your driver's license is wrong, get that corrected before you can buy a gun, because you have to. So there are these paper records that you fill out. You know, and I've bought several firearms here in Texas, you know, it's annoying,
Steve,
right?
On that 4473,
it's very annoying.
Can I tell you something real quick? That 4473 form,
it has a
slot to fill out your Social Security number. Do you know you can still purchase a firearm without putting your Social Security number on there, which is the main identifier? You know, other than that, you're just John Smith. You know, living at this address with this phone number. But, you know, you do not have to put your 44, you know, your Social Security number on that form. And
that's
the last two firearms I bought through a dealer, I didn't do that. In fact, one of them said, you know, you don't have to fill that one out. And I'm like, oh, really? They put through the background
that's
check.
That's interesting to know, but I don't know.
I got the firearm without filling in.
I believe that what you're saying is true. I just never done it, right? You know, and that I don't want to go down a rabbit trail and tell all our listeners to not do that. I'm trying to tell the story right now,
told. Go ahead.
I don't want to go down this that kind of a trail. So here's what I know about that thing called a 4473. I know that the different times that I've purchased weapons legally in Texas, right, there I've had different experiences, and I didn't realize what was going on until Tom told me on the radio, on the Power Hour, and on Republic Broadcasting on Friday night, right? Here's what happens. Some of them will give you the form called the 4473 and a pencil or a pen and say, fill this out. Then they walk over to their terminal. Now, when they walk over to their terminal and they fill it out, they're actually putting your information in the cloud.
Yes.
And then they wait for it. But there are two different kinds of gun shops. That's what I learned on Monday. Two different types of gun shops. There are gun shops like, well, Highwood Creek Outfitters. They don't use the online cloud service, right? They actually, well, like one place that I purchased a firearm, which was odd. Well, it wasn't that odd. I didn't know the difference at the time until Tom Van House actually talked about it, right? Oh, I filled out the form, and the guy walks into the back room and gets on the phone, and you know, his boss says, well, you wait for them, and you tell them the information, and then you get a yes or a no, and then you file it on the form, right? I thought that's how it worked, right? But he didn't go to a terminal. So I'm going, oh, crap. And then looking back at my experiences, I realized there's ones that do the cloud, and there's ones like Highland Creek Outfitters who put them in a box.
Shops, and you have your awake gun shops.
Well, you know, they may not be awake, Alan. They might just be doing it the old way, and they just don't want to, you know, I'm not going to stop, right? What are we going to do? Fill this piece of paper out, keep it for 10 years, and then put it into the computer. You pick up the phone and call, right? And they can be still not awake and aware, and woke is a poisoned word, right? They might do it for different reasons, but there are, right? So if you were to choose where you go, you know, well, in theory.
And it's like, hey, Steve, you know, when I called Dave Krieger and I said, hey, you know, Dave, I said, you know, I can probably bet that, you know, being in Montana, the range of, you know, big wide open spaces, this gentleman probably sold a good amount of like 50 BMG rifles, you know, Barrett, you know, M82A1s and 338 Lapuas and, you know, various other high caliber, very accurate, long range, reach out and touch rifles. You know, you can shoot a mile plus, you know, with some of them if you're good enough to do it. And I can almost guarantee you that's why this guy was raided, because, you know, he wasn't just selling, you know, 38 snub nose revolvers, you know, to people in the hood. He was selling this to people who could shoot a mile. And that's, you know, that's still kind of a dangerous situation for the government powers that be, you know. If you piss me off enough, it's like, I can shoot you from a mile away. You know, if you do me enough wrong, yes, I will retaliate. I will defend myself. And I can guarantee you that's why this guy's shop got raided.
I can't guarantee that, but I can tell you I agree with you, right? I definitely, he has the potential to sell more intimidating and non-registered rifles. Not non-registered. That's the wrong term.
You know, Steve,
the powers that be. Let me finish.
To do
especially when I misspoke. Let me finish, man. Especially if I misspoke. I didn't mean to say that he sold non-registered rifles. I meant to say that the government, the federal government, doesn't know who those rifles went to. They just knew they sold another weapon or rifle to some other person. So they want to know. And so they went there and they took all these 4473s.
Which is illegal. Right?
It was an illegal, but they'll go, oh, yeah, it was illegal, but we still got what we wanted. Huh. Well, now we're talking about our government again, or it's not my government. I don't know. Sorry, I interrupted you, Alan, but or maybe I interrupted you interrupting me. But I just needed to clarify that.
You know, when something flits through my brain, it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I've got to break in because, you know, it might drop, you know. I've got so much crap packed into my head, you know, sometimes and I'm sorry, folks, that's just me. You know, I've got to break in when the thought crosses my mind. And I apologize, Steve knows this, and it might upset some people, but, you know, that my mind is racing all the time. When I'm listening to Steve, my mind is racing through what he's talking
about. Yeah, it's hard to sit back. Yeah. It's hard to sit back and hear something, especially like this radio show. you know, we've covered a lot of different things, and we go over the whole spectrum. You know, we talked about the heart, you know, the heart doctor. What the hell happened, right? COVID happened. You can't even, you know, tell people that. You know, your aunt, right? She was being a dumbass. And what was she saying, Alan? She's sitting there going, oh, my friend blah, blah, blah has blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah has it. What do you think happened? Ask Alan.
I was just down talking with my cousin a few days ago. We had a storm come through and blew my power out, so I took my dog for a run and stopped off with my cousins. And she starts talking about all these friends that she has that have all these weird conditions. And she said, What do you think could be the cause of that? And I looked at her and I said, you don't even want to bring up that conversation with me. And she egged me on, and I brought up the word vaccine. And she's like, oh, my God, you're just a... So I got in my truck and I drove off.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Texas Radio. Hey, so what is the Montana gun shop owner, Tom, right? What does he have in common with, Hunter Biden? Well, the only difference is he's in a different legal jurisdiction than Hunter Biden, right, who can do all this stuff and get away with it, the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family. They're all crime families for all I know. I don't know. But you know, they go after him. And of course, the song is not completely sung yet, right? When we look at the Great Falls or Highland Creek Outfitters story as it progresses, you know, where are we at now? We're at the beginning. We're 6 days into it. Right, the IRS ran out with 10 years worth of forms of 4473s. I didn't even say that word.
Steve,
4473
this is
last
like
week.
You remember what 2007?
Here's the story.
Ed and Lane Brown. It's Ed and Lane redo.
Maybe it's different. It's totally different, actually. You know, Tom didn't sit there and egg him on and say, "Show me the law."
No, but
right, it's totally different.
But the justice in the system is the same. It's like, you know, if the government doesn't like what you're doing for some fucking reason,
maybe
you have no rights, you have no justice.
Well, I've heard people say, well, everybody should be up in arms because this raid from the IRS at Highland Creek Outfitters, from what we're told, you know, they were after financial records, and 4473s are not financial records. But, of course, the twisted IRS could probably say, well, we need to see the 4473s to run it against the QuickBooks, right? Who knows if he uses QuickBooks? I don't know, right? And say, well, who bought this and what did you buy it for and what did you sell it for and what money did we get for that sale? That's the government for you. Right. You buy for one price, you sell for another price, and you say, OK, where's my cut? Right. I get my bid. And I don't know. But anyway,
all I will say on that subject is coming to a neighborhood near you. Everyone sits out there and thinks it's like, well, I do everything. I pay my taxes. I do everything legally. They'll never come for me. You know, this is like, well, first they came for the Jews, then they came for the, you know, the industrialists,
oh,
then they
God,
came for
I'm
the
so
trade unionists.
Throw
you know?
Up right now. I've heard that enough.
They're
you know, I don't know how many times I have to hear somebody repeat that. And it's nothing against you, Alan. But, you know, I thought of that whole saying, too, as soon as that happened on Monday. And I'm going, man, I want to puke. And then I heard the same stuff again. Oh, well, we should be protesting. We should go call people. Everybody should be up in arms, and they're not. Again, they're not.
And you know, Steve to have this guy sold firearms, I can guarantee you that his accounting records had to be computerized. Kind of like, you know, we've got friends that live here, you know, that owned the smoke shop. And yes, they sold beer, and they smell, you know, they sell smoking accessories. And, you know, and they were doing just fine. They were not computerized. They kept all the records, paper records, and they had, you know, tax accountants and everything. And the government came in and said, no, you cannot be off the Internet anymore. All your accounting, everything, you know, it has to be put on the, you know, on the Internet, in the cloud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't like it, but in order to stay in business, they had to accede to it. Otherwise, they wouldn't
be
able to stay.
That's true. QuickBooks is the devil. That's just a personal opinion. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.